Okay, so our characteristic reaction then will be to turn the functional group that we're looking at to start, in this case it's the carboxylic acid, into another functional group, in this case an ester. This particular reaction then is the reaction of the carboxylic acid with an alcohol using an acid catalyst. So biodiesel then takes fatty acids, and these are our fatty acids sitting over this side. It esterifies them using an acid catalyst, and the resulting esters then can be used as a substitute for diesel. So it doesn't resemble diesel in any way other than flammability. Okay, so diesel is a hydrocarbon cut from a fractional distillation of cracked petroleum, whereas biodiesel then is a synthetic mixture obtained by taking fatty acids and esterifying them and obtaining low molecular weight esters. The fatty acids can be used cooking oil. So there's a guy in town called the Fat Man, and the Fat Man goes and cruises around all the fast food places and collects the spent cooking oil. He then either sells it to people that are building biodiesel. He was trying to do it himself at one stage. But you have to be quite careful if you're using somebody's biodiesel that it's the good stuff, because the fats I indicated have got glycerol as the backbone, or the oils have got glycerol as the backbone to which these fatty acids are attached. So this reaction here is simply with the fatty acids, not with the glycerol. So you must make sure that in the reaction to make biodiesel that you get rid of the glycerol, because glycerol blocks up the injectors on your diesel, whereas the esters don't. So there has to be quite some good testing to make sure you've got the good biodiesel, not the bad biodiesel, before you put it in the cars. Now, Europe is very big on diesel relative to Australia. A large amount of their passenger fleet runs on diesel, not on petrol. So it's completely the converse of here. And they have moved over substantially to biodiesel. There are good things and there are bad things about it. Obviously, it takes rather a lot of sunflower seeds to make enough oil to make enough biodiesel. Okay, so it's a replacement for fossil fuel. But actually, how exactly do you get all these sunflowers? You know, how much energy do you actually have to put in to make those sunflowers that turn out their biodiesel? The other thing that biodiesel is good for is it gets rid of sulfur pollution. So in the petrol that we use in cars, there's not a lot of sulfur, but in diesel there's always been sulfur. Now it's much lower sulfur now in our diesel, but it's still an issue, whereas biodiesel has no sulfur at all.